want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's spacious room. If you stay on the boat, you'll miss Jesus. Now, disappointments can blind you from pursuing your calling, and if we choose to stay on the boat of our setbacks, stubbornly casting our nets out into our old ways of living, hoping to catch something, anything, to fill the holes of loss and regret, then we will miss Jesus when he's wanting us to get out of the boat and start living in the calling he has for us. And I can't think of a worse place to be than sitting on the boat of your old ways, your old habits, and you miss Jesus showing up. So why do we actually stay on the boat of our past and feel all the tension of knowing and seeing too much? We know that we've been impacted and we know we've been stretched by God over the years, and yet we still choose to go back to our familiar ways, to stay on the boat when we can't see Jesus. And we cannot possibly believe God wants us to go back to our old ways of living. Surely not. Yet we're stuck. We're stuck in the boat because we cannot see Jesus. We let the murky waters of our questions to God fill the space of what to do next as we find ourselves throwing out our nets over and over again, hoping to catch something, anything from our old lives that gives us a sense of value and a sense of worth. Well, if you're in this situation right now, dear friend, and you're not alone. And this is exactly where we find the disciples in John chapter 21. They're sitting in their old fishing boat, hoping their old ways, their old habits, and their old nets will actually catch something, anything, to make sense of what just happened. Because they were stunned and they were shocked because Jesus had been crucified, and his untimely death meant the disciples believed that it was actually the death of their calling too. They were like, what's the point? We'll go fishing. So that's what they did. That's what any sensible person would do. You go back to your job, back to your career, the one that you knew, instead of continuing to step into an unknown future that has the promises of God. And they were despondent. They were disappointed. And you can imagine them sitting in that boat filled with regret. And, you know, Simon Peter, the disciples are sitting with him because they decided they're going to go fishing with him. He says, I'm going fishing. So they're like, well, we're going to come with you. And Peter, he went back to his old career, his old ways, his old habits, believing that his dream to change the world, everything that Jesus had taught them, his purpose, his destiny, just to do all that, had now gone because Jesus was gone. But then the story continues. It says in John chapter 21, it says, then at dawn, Jesus was standing there on the shore, but the disciples didn't realize that it was him. And sometimes that's like us. Jesus shows up when we're on the boat and we don't even realize it's him. And he called out to them saying, hey guys, did you catch any fish? Like a rhetorical question like Jesus gives. Not a thing, they replied. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been in the same boat, and that is no pun intended. But I've been in the same boat when it comes to my dreams, and I've decided to go fishing for other things rather than believing what God told me for my calling is true. And rather than seeing Jesus on the seashore, who is in my dreams, he's in my destiny, he's in my purpose, and he's in my future, all I see is the boat. And you see, when we go back to what feels familiar, we try to suppress the feelings that tells our hearts that we've seen and we know too much of God to ever go back. He's stretched us too much. We've seen too many miracles. You imagine everything that the disciples saw in the 3 years of the ministry, but now Jesus was gone. So what are they going to do with all that? And the feelings of fear actually override the faith, and they become too afraid, and we become too afraid. So to step into what Jesus has for our future, because we can't see him because we're still on the boat. And like the disciples, we go back to our familiar ways and we throw out our nets and we throw out the nets again and again and again all night, and we catch nothing because we've allowed fear to blind us from seeing Jesus. And the story continues. It says, Jesus shouted to them, "Throw your net over the starboard side and you'll catch some." And so they did, as he said. And they caught so many fish, they couldn't even pull the net. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "Oh, it's the Lord." He suddenly realized who it was. And when Peter heard him say, he quickly wrapped his outer garment around him, because I love this bit, because he was athletic. That's got to give you a visual picture right there. He was athletic, and he dove right into the lake to go to Jesus. Now, when we come to the end of this story, we tend to think that the so many fish was the miracle they'd been waiting for. And yes, it's true. It was a miracle. They had put their nets out all night into the familiar waters and they caught nothing. And then Jesus turns up and says, "Throw your nets over the other side," and they catch the fish. Now, there's a lot of preaching and a lot of sermons on this where you throw your nets into the right side of the boat. But I want to put it to you, what if there is more to the story than the many fish? What if Jesus was actually testing the disciples to see if they were going to go back to their career, whether they were going to choose their career over their calling? And the test of the many fish, I believe, was Jesus actually finding where the disciples' heart lay. Were they still willing to step out of their comfort zone of the old fishing boat, out of their old ways, out of their old habits, and actually follow Jesus once again? Or with the big haul of fish that they've just got, were they going to choose that safe, familiar, secure route? Now, I'm not saying throw caution to the wind and leave your career, because that's between you and God. That's the journey you need to go on. But what I'm saying is this: if you're tired of staying on the boat, and if you're sick to the back teeth of throwing those nets of yours, those old nets, out time after time, and you're catching nothing, then maybe, just maybe, it's time to look towards the seashore and follow your calling. Because, dear friend, if you stay on the boat, you'll miss Jesus. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.